You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Starting on May the 2nd, Jono Riddler swam 99.1k from Karaka Bay on Aotea Great Barrier Island to Campbell's Bay. He did the record-breaking swim to raise awareness for the Hauraki Gulf and the state that it is currently in. I began by asking Jono what inspired him to undertake the mammoth swim.
Yeah, one of the big whys was, as you say, raising awareness for the state of the Hauraki Gulf. And I've spent a lot of time in the ocean throughout the course of my life. I basically grew up, in a sense, in the ocean. It's kind of been my second home, and particularly so over the last decade or so. You know, I've just, I guess, through the course of spending a lot of time in the water training for these long-distance open water swims, that I've been able to do my own surveying of the Hauraki. And what I've really noticed there is that it's not in a good way at all. And so I became and have become increasingly driven to raise my voice and to do what I can to bring awareness to the issue and to try and drive some action. You know, that I think just to talk to some of my personal experiences in a little bit more detail, what I've seen, particularly so over the last few years, is that there's just an increase in the sediment in the water. You know, the water quality, particularly so around the East Coast Bays, is just incredibly cloudy. And a lot of that is from runoff from land, you know, sewage runoff. But it's spilling out into other parts of the Hauraki Gulf as well, out into the outer Hauraki after the likes of Cyclone Gabrielle and the flooding that we had earlier this year. The sediment in the Hauraki Gulf was just incredible, and incredible in a bad way as well. And I've also noticed outside of that the decrease in fish stocks. You know, it's on a good day I get to see an encounter or have an encounter with marine life of some kind. But that those experiences are now few and far between.
And on your swim, you covered a huge amount of territory. What sort of marine life did you see on that swim?
I didn't see anything throughout the course of the entire swim. So the crew were fortunate enough to see a pod of dolphins as we left Great Barrier. And I was hoping to be able to swim with dolphins, but just didn't eventuate that way. So, you know, the water quality wasn't so good. There wasn't like salp and these other signs of a healthy ocean that I could see. Obviously, it was a little bit churned up, but yeah, I didn't see anything for 33 hours.
And is this something that you've noticed getting worse and worse over time?
I think so. I mean, look, I've got a pretty optimistic leaning, but again, the experiences that I'm having with fish life in the Hauraki as I'm swimming around and surveying from my perspective, that is decreasing. You know, we used to have amazing workups in the Hauraki that would last for up to an hour, but now it's pretty rare that there's any kind of workups, and they come and go quite quickly. And that's really an indication of that decrease in marine life and general activity.
And yeah, your swim has, you know, it's got people talking. It's an incredible feat of human endurance. And you have managed to raise a lot of awareness for the Gulf. What is the next step in your advocacy, and what would you like to see being done from a political level, but also from a local level, to help the Hauraki Gulf?
So what we're really calling for is the call to action off the back of the swimmers for the government to deliver on the Revitalising the Gulf plan, which was put forward, and that really sets out the structure for increased marine protection and a decrease in or removal of unsustainable fishing practices, which includes bottom trawling and scallop dredging. The plan is readily available online, so anybody can go have a look at that, but that's really our call to action off the back of this swim. Now, we are looking at what we can do to really get in front of politicians and keep the message going after the swim. You know, it's a week after we finish now, and we really just want to use that momentum as much as possible to actually get something happening.
And what can people do to help support this cause? I know a lot of Aucklanders and a lot of people around the whole country are, you know, use the Hauraki Gulf. It's an icon of the city and of the country. So what can people do to help protect it and, you know, get some of this marine life back in the Gulf?
Well, what I would say to people is, yeah, we've used the swim as a way to build awareness. I think some people already had that, but there's a huge amount of momentum built as a result of it, and that's difficult to sustain, and it's difficult to capture people's attention for too long on a single issue. So I think the big thing that I'd say to people is just remain aware and motivated to push the message and keep on sharing the message. And if our collective voice is loud enough, then it becomes difficult to ignore. So you can, for example, advocate to your local MP or similar around your personal interest in it. We'll be, like I said, really trying to push this with central government as much as possible, because that is where we believe the best action is likely to come from. But again, if people are noisy about this, it becomes hard to ignore.
That was environmentalist and marathon swimmer Jono Riddler.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.